In southern Afghanistan, NATO commanders are sharing credit for the success of last month's offensive in Marja. They say the Afghans contributed experienced troops and fighting spirit to the operation, which regained control of an area that had been dominated by the Taliban. But as NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Helmand Province, questions remain about the Afghans' battlefield tactics and their ability to coordinate with foreign troops.
The combined force that captured this poppy-growing region included 1,250 Afghan Army Troops, or ANA, and about 600 National Police. They fought alongside nearly 5,000 Marines and soldiers from an Army Striker Brigade. Colonel Randy Newman, commander of the 6th Marine Regiment, says that, on the whole, the ANA performed very well.
I've been impressed with what they've offered us. And some people will point out some individual actions, some small actions in areas where they've done things that we wouldn't prefer. I don't dispute those.
But Newman says the problem soldiers represent only a very small portion of the number of Afghans involved in the fight. One reason the Afghans performed well, officers say, is that their ranks included many soldiers with fighting experience in other parts of the country. That's Afghan Army Colonel Farooq Tarahil, who says this wasn't the first battle for his unit. They've been tested, he says, by fighting the Taliban in Khost province and other parts of the country. Colonel Newman says there's no question of the Afghans' courage in battle.
As often as I've heard stories of them perhaps being mean to the people or something, I've heard equal stories of them being more than eager to enter into the fray.
But that eagerness was a problem last month for Marines in a combat situation where Afghan soldiers pushed ahead without coordinating with their partners. NPR correspondent Soraya Sarhadi Nelson was with a Marine patrol on the third day of the Marja offensive when that lack of coordination delayed an airstrike against Taliban fighters and created a danger of friendly fire. The Marines were under fire, taking cover behind a wall, and their captain was trying to call an airstrike on the source of the shooting. Captain Joshua Kondo was frustrated because Afghan soldiers, the ANA, had run ahead without telling him, putting themselves too close to an area where he wanted to direct the airstrike.
Yeah, no, we're taking fire. Well, tell them to push back so I can get the aircraft in.
Hey, push back.
Kondo also complained that the ANA seemed to be firing in an undisciplined way.
We're being told that that fire that was on the north side of the canal was ANA. They're jackasses that fired over our heads.
The Marines had reports of Taliban fighters with a machine gun moving to set up an ambush. Kondo yelled to the Marine who was the liaison with the ANA.
That commander, you got to get him under control, dude. Now they're all over the battlefield,
yeah,
and I can't prosecute
sure,
anything. There's a guy out there with RPG and machine gun who can't do because they're around like jackasses.
The captain and his platoon leader, First Lieutenant Justin Gray, moved to set up the airstrike while trying to let the ANA know what they were doing.
Escorters, can we do a combined sequential attack with a Hellfire? Are you capable? Do you have a Hellfire on board?
Affirmative.
Commander!
Not him. You got behind.
No, tell him that the planes are about to shoot over there.
No, I'm at it, sir.
When asked why he had led his men ahead without telling the Marines, the Afghan captain, Mohammed Gharib, said his men had spotted a teenage boy in the area and wanted to check him out. The Marja offensive was designed to test putting the ANA in the lead, so technically they weren't required to follow the Marines' orders, but Marine officers say they needed to be reined in. Now that the shooting has stopped, Afghan soldiers are showing a strong presence in the Marja area, and Colonel Tarahil says that's a role that brings out their biggest strength. He says his men know the language and the local culture, and they're better equipped to solve local problems and bring peace to the region. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.